So welcome to the first episode of season two of Just Trying to Live a Positive Life. For those of you that didn't hear the first season and are unaware of it, and to be honest, most people are unaware of it, but feel free to track back and listen to the things we spoke about first season round. It will be a continuation of that kind of thing, but like with everything, there's growth. Each day we live, there's growth one way or the other. And I've grown since the first series. And the first series was actually meant to be out a couple of years. The second series, sorry, was meant to be released a couple of years ago, but the time wasn't right for it. Over the last month, I've really had a calling to get back behind the mic and talk about things that have gone on in my life and the growth, the ups, the downs. And it really feels this is a time. And like with a lot of podcasts and recordings and thought processes, the best time to do it is when it's fresh in the mind and when it's been spontaneous. So today, what's today's episode about? It is about encouragement. We all know about encouragement, and we all do it in varying degrees, or we all receive it in varying degrees. So how did encouragement come to the forefront for me today? My youngest son's Saturday League football match he had this morning. And why encouragement was important today, I mean, it's encouragement in everything our children do, in everything we do. But today it was important because my son hasn't been focused and enjoying football for the past few weeks. He hasn't been going to some of the training sessions. He just hasn't wanted to go. He's got there and been like, I don't want to take part, I don't want to do it. And it's sad, but I've always made it clear from day one that if you ever want to stop playing football or stop doing something, then you'll stop. I'm never going to force you to do something you don't want to do. I want you to be happy. And that's always a thing that I make clear, and his mum makes clear, that we want our children to be happy. That's a priority. And yes, along the way, we've been happy. There will be times where you're pressured, or you'll have encouragement in ways that you may not like it, but you know that's part of the competitive sport life, right? Or work life once you get older. But you know, we want you to be happy. So today, as I pick my son up, he seemed like he had a bit more focus today and a bit more, you know, he had that bit more of that that fire back in him. But I could still see a bit of the doubt. You know, the head was dropping every now and then, and maybe it was nerves and whatnot. So, you know, I reminded him that, you know, the most important things is that, you know, I love him and I want him to enjoy what he's doing when it comes to sports. I want him to find it fun and I want him to give his best. So he needs to remember that he's loved, and I encourage him, I mean, remind him of that all the time. I want him to do his best, and I want him to have fun. And I mean, I'll say that in no particular order, but as long as he remembers them 3 points, I'm happy. And as long as he truly believes that I mean it when I say them 3 points to him. So the way encouragement really stood out for me today was once we got to the venue where he was playing, I spoke to him again, emphasizing the points I've just made. I watch him run off and join the rest of the team as they are warming up, doing their drills. And it was only for a short 5-10 seconds I was thinking about encouragement and the fine line between encouragement and how too much of it, you know, is too much of encouragement turning it into a case of it being about me, instead of the emphasis and the focus being on my child in this situation. Because I'm not forceful with the encouragement, but I do want him to play. So I guess my encouragement is going to come from a slightly self-biased perspective of, I'm going to encourage you because I want you to get out of there. I want you to get out there and I want you to do this. And that makes me think it's all encouragement a bit biased, because even if it's coming from a good place, if we're encouraging someone and we're truly encouraging someone, then our agenda is to get them to do whatever we're encouraging them, right? Regardless if it's maybe for their benefit. So I hope that kind of thought process makes sense. So the reason I say that is because as I'm encouraging him, I'm then thinking, as I've watched him run off and join the rest of the team, am I pushing him too far? Am I encouraging him too much? Am I starting to creep over that line of being that parent that wants them to do it from my perspective? And fortunately, I can say that I truly don't believe that. I don't believe that I am that parent because, like I said, I'm calm with the encouragement. I'm loving with it. But I also need to think about how is it being perceived by my son. Just because I want to deliver the message in this way, it doesn't mean it's being received that way. So I check in with my son along the way and make sure we're on the same, you know, wavelength. And as much as I say I check in with him, I can do that in between some of the quarters or the halves of the match. But that's only brief, few seconds here or there. I can put my thumb up and gauge his response by how he responds when I'm sort of sticking up my thumb asking, how are you? You good? As the match goes on. And then I can speak to him again after the match. Because I need to make sure that as well as me encouraging him, the action and the want, which is important, is coming from him. And he wants to do it, not he wants to do it because he thinks that's what I want him to do. So it really is, you know, for me important. And I think it's important for all of us to think when we're encouraging, is it coming from the right place? Is it for the right reason? And is it for the benefit of the person we're encouraging? We can even flip that back on ourselves when we're encouraging ourselves, self-encouragement. Are we pushing ourselves too far? Are we encouraging ourselves because we want to impress someone else? Are we encouraging ourselves because our ego is too big and we don't want to accept that this isn't the right thing for us? You know, because we can push ourselves and, you know, burn ourselves out or, you know, upset ourselves in different ways by over-encouraging. So, you know, it works back when we look at it that way, but it really is in the perspective of with other people. If we're encouraging, let's make sure it's from the right place. Let's understand what their real wants are. Let's understand a level of support that doesn't overstep the boundary that could then damage the relationship, whether it's a friendship, whether it's, you know, a loved one, whether it's your partner. You know, so whether it's family, whether it's friends, whether it's work colleagues, let's not be blinded by, you know, over-encouraging and let people make the decisions themselves. And yeah, I appreciate maybe children do need a bit more encouragement, but they're also more fragile. They're also more delicate. So this episode is really just about being aware of balance, the balance between encouraging and overstepping it and being loving and being supporting and letting the person we are interacting with have that space to make the true decision themselves. But encouragement is important. Let's just deliver it in the right healthy dose. Okay, thank you for joining me for this episode and we will catch up in the future. The very immediate future. But until then, let's remember we're human. Like everyone else, we're just trying to live a positive life.